This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Light the beam.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Staff looking left, throws right.
Touchdown, Devontae Adams. Touchdown, LA.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Mitchell out front, three.
Got it!
Does it for three. Cha-ching, a Thunder Bunny, though. OKC forces a Denver timeout.
Enters it back into Holiday. Kick out, Tatum, open, three. Oh. Got it!
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Lots of names in the NFL and names that you've heard of or offensive and defensive linemen that you may not have heard of are getting very rich today. We're still waiting on Sam Darnold news. We're still waiting on any other quarterback news in the aftermath of the weekend that began with Geno Smith being on the move from Seattle to Vegas. But if that plan was in place because the Seahawks had a notion about how to replace him, that has not happened in the first 2 hours in the window in which players can be contacted. And that means Sam Darnold is in play, and how Sam Darnold is in play affects where Aaron Rodgers might be in play or Daniel Jones might be in play, and what teams are going to do to rectify their quarterback situation in free agency definitely affects the way the draft is going to go. So the next 48 to 72 hours affects what's going to happen in the final 72 hours of draft weekend. So it's an exciting time to pay attention to such things. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Chris Brockman, while not
hey, Rich.
Monitoring the feeds, is getting set to deliver an overreaction Monday because the pod, we didn't do it today. We're going to do it next week when all the dust has settled from NFL free agency. Jay Felly is sitting there. I convinced him to like Geno Smith to the Raiders.
You did.
What I did in hour two.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was not thrilled in listening to you. You've sold me.
Okay, so. Very good. If you missed what I had to say, there's our YouTube channel. There's also our podcast version of the show. There's also the re-air of the show on the Roku Sports Channel and the Rich Eisen Show Fast Channel, part of our relationship with the Roku channel that we love. Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson.
Thank
Candle
you,
is lit. You know what's? There's no action. There's no action.
We need action.
On all forms of Dallas
Zero.
Cowboys, we
Zero
haven't heard of
Dallas
any.
Action.
Why?
Unless they're
why?
Unless they're in the selective portion of being aggressive, right now, no action, just like there isn't on the release of fandom certificate.
I don't even know why we had to pull that out.
Dallas Cowboy release of fandom certificate.
I had nothing to do with this.
Very good. Sorry, I'm keep putting things on camera that we haven't blocked for.
It's marvelous.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation. We'll take your calls later on in this hour. We have invited Jerry Dulac to join us. I don't know if he'll be doing that from Pittsburgh just yet because he's been tweeting out about what's going on with Pittsburgh. We'd love some real-time information.
Love it.
Because they got DK. How about Florio saying he thinks George Pickens might force his way out by the end of the week?
I'm not shocked by that.
Not shocked by that at all. And George Pickens is the ultimate wild card. You don't know what that dude's doing or thinking, how he's going to react to things.
React to me. So your Celtics took care of business in the second half on Saturday night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Christopher.
That was fun.
In a manner that has left an indelible imprint on the Los Angeles Lakers from ending their 8-game win streak to, I didn't see a replay of when LeBron hurt his groin.
Me neither. There was about 3 minutes to go, and all of a sudden they show him walking back to the locker room, and you're just like, what
right.
What happened?
At one point they come back from break, and they show a shot of Luka holding his lower back, and they have a shot of LeBron stretching out something on the sideline, and then all of a sudden Lisa Salters is like, yeah, he's not on a bench right now, guys.
Yeah.
And then they show him limping to the locker room, and he's out anywhere from at least the next week or two, which totally changes the sense of things in the Western Conference. If LeBron is going to be suffering an injury that one would think a 40-year-old would have suffered sooner than rather than later, a 1 to 2 week long injury, while Luka might be out and they're in the middle of a 4-game road trip that includes a back-to-back, by the way, later on this week. Milwaukee to Denver.
Ooh.
That's not one of those, like, you know, back-to-backs, New York, Philadelphia, or Boston, Philadelphia. That's like Milwaukee to Denver. That reeks of somebody's not playing back-to-back, as that's the way things go in the NBA.
Yeah, and the way the West is kind of logjam. Like, obviously, OKC's way ahead, but L.A., Denver, Memphis, Houston are all two games within each other, and Golden State... they've been so hot since acquiring Jimmy Butler. They're lurking just three back of that group in the sixth seed. So West is kind of funky.
Yep.
Timberwolves are right there. TJ, Clippers are right there. It's going to be wild.
And it's the difference between having home court advantage in
big time.
One round, if not two.
Big time.
Or not at all.
Also, they showed Luka some video of him pregame, and he was
wincing.
The wincing, the tightness, and you could tell, man, like even before the game started, like that back is not.
Well, he's on an LA calorie deficit diet. You know what I mean? So like, so he's adjusting to the new avocado smoothies and whatnot.
He's on Luke Govey.
Yeah, kale is different. Kale in Texas and kale in LA hits different. You know,
Luclicity.
See, he was, you're saying he was holding his upper gluteus, and he might be on the glutides.
Man.
That's what you're saying. The Prince of Glutides? Is that what he's on?
Wow. I'm just glad right LeBron's now? Face is okay after taking that vicious, devastating elbow to the face by Jason Tatum. I was worried about LeBron's family, his future kin and offspring.
This guy.
Whew, man.
It was this an guy. Elbow to the tip of the chin. Yeah,
I'm sure it was.
No
the,
Celtics.
The Oscars
do that.
Were last week.
No Celtics do anything
Jeez
like that.
Louise.
I'm sure no other pro
That's
basketball
king,
player
people.
Does any of that.
The king of all floppers. What a joke.
This guy.
Man just scored 50,000 points and he's a joke.
Meanwhile,
I'm glad he's all right. I'm glad his family's okay.
I had the one mistake of seeing on my Instagram account over the weekend a Michael's better than LeBron reel.
Okay.
And I forwarded it to Chris, and that alerted Instagram's algorithm for some reason to start.
Now you're in.
Me.
Now what? You're in.
There's a whole cottage industry of reels of showing Jordan doing things that are spectacular and then LeBron attempting the same things and him missing dunks and being less than spectacular at it.
The defensive one is the best
and
one.
So I keep on, I just one after another. So I fed you what? I wound up feeding you four?
It was a good. You kept me entertained for like
yeah,
15,
one
20 minutes.
Like playing defense at age 39. Jordan's diving all over the floor.
Getting steals.
And LeBron's not even crossing half court. There's a whole, I don't know, people do this.
Well, the tape doesn't lie.
That's why I appreciate you appreciate it. I send it to you.
I do.
Well, at any rate, LeBron's out for at least 1 to 2 weeks, and we'll see how the Lakers survive that. And then we'll see if that actually lingers into the playoffs. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Let's do an overreaction Monday.
Let's do
here.
It.
This is great. Lots of fun. We haven't done one of these. Usually we do it on a Tuesday. Guess what? We'll do another one tomorrow because there'll be so much going
sure
on between
be
now
stuff.
And then,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
All right, hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
on a Monday.
Just making sure there's no more breaking news.
Yeah, I got it right.
Oh my gosh. Everybody good? Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
Hey, Jay Felly.
Hi.
Geno Smith, get ready.
All right.
Rich.
Yes.
I was going to start it this way, but you had touched on it to begin the show. Like, bring me Dr. Nichols, man. Miles Garrett played all of us. It was always, always, always about the money.
Listen, when I heard over the weekend that Miles Garrett had signed for $40 million per, and he's staying with the Browns, and that news was 24 hours essentially after, or 36 hours after, we were talking about how things were so bad in Cleveland that the owner refused to even talk to him again. I thought to myself, we were lied to and played, and I was angry about it. And then I thought to myself, self, would you reverse course and change your professional outlook for that sort of cash? And I thought to myself, name me another person who would not take $40 million bucks a year of some sort like that. And then I thought to myself, is it possible he had that resoluteness because the Browns had told him, you know, we're looking at these people, loud people, and we'll give you, you know, a new contract. And it wasn't even close to that. And he decided to go to the Super Bowl and say, I want out. And now the money is good enough for him. Could those things be possible? And I thought to myself, is Miles Garrett going to turn you into a cynic? Or can you potentially understand somebody's ability to reverse course because it is more nuanced than you think?
It didn't stop me from sending you the Darth Vader gif.
I saw it.
Come to the dark side,
I will
side,
not be
friend.
A cynic, and I'll say this is an overreaction.
All right.
Chris, what
All
else?
Right. Rich, TJ, I know we have the certificate. Jay Felly, great job. You're a notary. I have your new team, TJ. I have your new team when you're ready to jump ship.
All right, the Los Angeles Rams?
Because if they don't get Sam Darnold, Rich, the Seahawks full tank mode for Arch Manning is 100% on.
You can't tank in the NFL, bud. You just can't. You cannot tank.
Well, you can deplete the roster enough where
no, it's
it
always
appears
where,
that you're
where
tanking.
The bullets can be, you know, removed from the chamber. And you have less armaments. I get it. And plus, you know, the tanking for Arch conversation to be thrown out on the Monday before free agency on the 10th of March.
Call him a shot.
Okay. Overreaction. You don't tank in the NFL. Period. End of story.
For a Manning?
Not Mike McDonald.
Even for a Manning?
Not the rest of those veterans there.
TJ, for a Manning?
I'm just saying, I don't like you saying tank for Arch. It's just be something that rolls off the tongue better, like abstain for Arch. Okay, abstain from winning.
Without some alliteration?
Yeah, by the way, you have to appreciate that's an RES consulting man over there. And I appreciate the sentiment, but I don't know if abstain for Arch really works.
I'm just saying.
You know, certainly when Arch is a single syllable word, you got to come up with another one.
Me and Arch are going on the boat, baby. Okay. But you know, Chris, I'm down.
I mean, it's
he
March.
Goes.
He has the best Heisman odds.
Okay. March for
I'm
Arch.
Just, I'm just saying.
Is an overreaction.
March for Arch?
Right. March Arch. Arch Madness.
Does Arch Manning
that's
know
what
how
be called Arch Madness?
Does Arch Manning know his number one fan is sitting right here on this?
That's
set?
What I mean.
Tanking in March is Arch Madness.
Rich, hopefully we get a chance to talk to Jared Dulac because I'm dying to know what the Steelers quarterback situation will be this coming season. However, yes. Regardless of who's at quarterback, the Steelers will have the best offense in the AFC North in 2025.
Okay. Ooh. What an overreaction this is. This may be, I mean, did you pull a muscle overreacting?
Well,
like
I was in traffic. So
DK
I hope not.
Metcalf is going to the morning. Pittsburgh Steelers who don't have a quarterback as of yet and don't have a running back besides Jaylen Warren as of yet. That offense is going to be better than Burrow and Chase and Higgins, who are both under contract for this year,
might still get traded.
No matter what.
Chase might hold out.
No matter what, they're all under contract for this season. And the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. and Derrick Henry at age 31, who you know will not have a diminished return by any stretch of the imagination.
We definitely know that. Every player who has had 2,000 yards has gone less than afterwards.
All of a sudden, the Big Ben, Antonio Brown days are rolling
back.
Again.
Okay. We're back. Have you seen George Pickens make catches?
What else, Chris? You're 0 for 3.
Wow.
That one is, you might be 0 for 4. That might count as two whiffs.
Well, then you're not going to like this one.
Okay. Good sell.
With his MVP trophy.
Yes.
And his record-breaking contract.
Yes.
Josh Allen is the quarterback under most pressure next season.
That is absurd.
Why?
Thank you, TJ. Why is that absurd?
Because in like a month, someone's going to go, Dak Prescott's under the most. No, he's not. This man just got paid.
And
we love him.
And he's got a trophy. And he's going to have a wife soon.
Let me ask you a question.
So much pressure.
Under pressure.
Can't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
What have I told you in the past?
A lot.
Under pressure is somebody who's at the end of the road. Under pressure is somebody, who doesn't have an option B if option A doesn't work out. You know who's under pressure right now? Russ, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers. Those are all under pressure quarterbacks. Derek Carr, who's staying in New Orleans. That's an under pressure situation.
His career's over. No one cares about Derek Carr.
That's not.
Everyone talks about Josh Allen 24/7, and this guy hasn't won jack. He hasn't won jack. Win, bro.
Josh.
In the playoffs, when it matters.
Josh Allen has just gotten a contract that's $250 million guaranteed dollars. He is engaged to be married to Haley Steinfeld, who also, together, creates a union that I think we can call is beautiful. Right?
I'm not discounting that.
He's the reigning MVP of the league. What's to feel pressure about? As a matter of fact, it's like the dream come true. For any kid from where? Fireball, California. This is what you dream of. Where a city thinks you are walking on water.
No.
Where does the pressure come from? Oh, because Mahomes.
Legacy, bro.
Okay.
Can you win when it matters?
Get out of here.
Allen is over.
What a nonsense thing.
I often like to disagree with him, but how do you say there's no pressure?
Ofer, he is under the most pressure now heading into next year.
But his contract is secured. His life is secured. His place is secured.
Who cares about any of that? This is about football legacy.
Correct. And I'm talking about feeling pressure. You think he's going to feel the pressure and feel the heat? And
he's under the most. Whether he personally feels it or not,
if it doesn't
it is upon him.
We might torch him, and he might get torched on First Take.
Yeah, that is absolutely smurfly going to happen.
Yeah, by the way.
Okay.
I think he'll just look at his hot
wife. Speaking of people getting paid.
Well, then in that case,
first has chimed in.
If that's the case, Chris, no one's under pressure, right?
Exactly.
So everyone's getting paid.
Rich, man.
Which is out there.
No, I'm not saying no one's under pressure. I'm saying there are other ones who need to perform because their career might be over. Because they've got one last shot to win.
They're afterthoughts. No one's talking about them.
Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh would be way more under pressure than Josh Allen in Western New York.
No way.
Aaron Rodgers already has his bust. He already has his jacket.
Because Aaron Rodgers has only one last chance potentially to do it and be around the boys and be the pro that he wants to still be in this life and live this life. You heard?
We're never going to agree on this.
Steve Young call it. When you retire, like suffering a death, pressure.
We're never going to agree on this.
Oh my gosh! Everything that I've built, now I'm limping out the door. That's not the way everyone wants to leave in his position. Like Elway, this one's for Aaron. That's what he wants. That's more pressure than Josh Allen living up to a new contract.
Disagree. Rich,
I agree with your decision.
You called this last week when we were talking about Davante Adams.
Okay.
Stafford is back.
Yeah.
I don't care who wears 17. The Rams are the best challenge to the Eagles in the NFC.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. And I don't think people will share this because everyone will still focus on the NFC North and maybe for good reason. No, but out here on the left coast, we're having a few laughs. No one pays attention. Are the Rams going to be topic bars on the facility? You know what I mean? Like, who pays attention to the Rams out here when you've got the Lions and the Vikings and the Commanders and the Cowboys and the Giants and the Packers? How about the team that in the snow, with the city burning, by the way, going all the way out after bouncing the Vikings one and done emphatically and coming the closest to beating the Eagles? Now, that was a spinning curve in the zone. That was a cookie. You gave me a cookie, Chris. The same way you did on What's More Likely last week on Friday when you're like, what's going to happen first? DK Metcalf gets traded or Ja'Marr Chase signs with the Bengals?
I mean, I didn't think it was 24 hours for that one.
That was a juicy, fat cookie you gave me.
Yeah.
That was like Chan Ho Park to Cal Ripken in the All-Star game type cookie.
Grooved.
Right down the middle.
Grooved.
Well, those double chocolate chunk Costco cookies.
This guy.
Oh, those are delicious.
Boom.
You got one more?
Last one. Last one.
All right.
The Cowboys haven't done anything, right? Not yet. We're still over.
Not yet.
OC doesn't count?
Not yet. Oh, no, that's true. OC Digizua.
Yeah.
Who's our guest later this week.
Yeah. Respect him.
Yeah.
Jerry's going to wait and wait and wait, and prices just keep going up, and he could have had Derrick Henry. The Cowboys should have never given Dak Prescott a massive extension.
Well, they had to. The question is did it have to be 60?
Yeah. I'm glad we're not in this quarterback shuffle right now.
I think Jerry thought that 60 was going to beat the market and it would, by the end of it, look cheap. Inexpensive, pardon me. I think that was his gamble. Like, I'm going to reset the market. I'm going to tell Dak I love him this much. The problem is he didn't have the leverage. He had to hit 60. Don't forget. Right? They couldn't franchise him, and his contract called for a dead cap being so through the roof. That's why everyone's like, you got to do it. So do it sooner rather than later. You know it. I know it. You could be saying we're all going all in, and the rest of us are going to have to sing for our supper. Otherwise, they're going to hit the road. You could have said that a million times so you were blue in the face, and Jerry did. Right? Everybody knew it. So he had to hit 60. And no, so they had to give him. And we'll find out. Dak is an excellent quarterback. Just let's stay healthy and let's see what he can do. And get him some friggin' help in the free agent market, please. Can you do that?
You think Dak's a top 10 QB this year when it's all said and done?
He should be. How does that sound?
I don't like that answer.
He's under more pressure than Josh Allen.
No.
Oh, okay.
I told you 10 minutes ago it was coming. Didn't I say that?
You said, I'll actually hear this argument.
Oh, thank you, Judge Brockman. I appreciate you taking up my appeal.
Objection overruled.
Okay. Let me grab something real quick.
Oh, my God. Let's get him some robes. What the hell? You need a gavel?
What are those things called that O'Shea was wearing? Can I get some of those?
Judges don't do that.
What
are you doing over there?
You said something about a gavel.
Oh, he's got a gavel.
You have a gavel?
I got a lot of stuff.
What is this?
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Is it a pocket gavel?
I want to judge.
Oh, don't give him that toy. Don't give him that toy.
Oh, that's so loud.
Don't give him a toy.
This is great.
What are you giving him a toy for?
Judge Brockman.
Hey, I've been holding on to that for like 5 years now.
I have a gavel now.
Well, I'm getting it back from him. You just have it for right now.
Dak is under more pressure.
Oh, I'm putting this out as a poll.
Josh Allen.
Who's under more pressure this year?
Next year, sir.
Should I put Rodgers on there just for
injury.
Fun?
One's team crapped out last year. The other one actually performed better than expected to the point where the quarterback not only won the MVP but got paid early.
Yeah, so one's looked at as one of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. And one's not even really top 10.
And then under your construct of what pressure is, because people talk about him, because if he doesn't perform well, people will talk. Which team gets talked about more than any else?
You guys have very good views of
let's
pressure.
Let's take a break because the Darnold plane has just landed. We'll hit that next.
Trent Sieg re-signed to the Cowboys,
and
all right?
And that is true, too, sir.
Let's go.
You got your long snapper, and Darnold is his new team. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, our mission is to help members of the military, veterans, and their families achieve their financial goals. That's why we offer great savings and investing options like our certificates. Certificates come with sky-high rates, and some even have the flexibility to add money anytime during your term. Whether you're saving for a home, a new car, or your future, our options could help you get there. And certificates are just the beginning. Navy Federal also provides financial advisors to help you manage your investment portfolio, along with online tools to guide your savings plan. With our support, you'll have everything you need to take charge of your finances. So don't wait. The sooner you start building your financial future with Navy Federal's savings and investing options, the better off you could be in the long run. Sign up at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value. Back here on the program, everybody. All right. With all due respect to our Roku channel viewing audience, we're going to hold off on telling you about the Darnold news for another 2 minutes till the radio audience returns.
Everything's popping,
he signed with the Seahawks. I can't do that to you. I'm
sorry. Oh, wow.
I mean, you had him.
Wow.
No, we'll discuss it further. I'm not going to do that. If people are out there watching, they deserve to know.
That's true.
Yeah, but there's a buildup. There's a tease.
We built it up over a commercial break. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know what? We're waiting for a bigger, more people than you. I'm not going to sit there and say that.
By the way, you know that that GIF or meme from The Wire where it's like, let them know we back up?
Yeah.
Well, Idris is wearing a Patriots hat right now.
Who's that?
We're back up, baby.
Who's back up?
The Pats.
How so?
We're back.
How are you back?
Milton Williams.
Hey.
To the Patriots.
All right.
$26 million a year.
Hey. Congratulations.
We're back.
Excellent.
Defense is stacked.
There you go. Well, I mean, Vrabel gets a guy right in the middle. You know that's what he likes.
Harold Landry over the weekend.
Okay.
Got a corner. We got, you know.
You're spending money on your D. This is great.
Boom, we're spending.
When are you going to get someone for Drake May?
Who cares? We're going to win every game 10-6.
What does that mean?
I told him every Pat game's going to be 13-6 this year.
It's going to be the most boring Patriots season ever, but we're going to go 14-3.
I don't know about 14 that.
14-3. I'll take the under, pal.
We're going to win the East.
My God.
We're going to win the East.
The AFC East?
AL East and the NFC East.
The AFC East, you're winning. The Patriots are winning the AFC East.
Yeah.
Okay. With a straight face.
Yeah.
Of course. What kind of question is that?
I got to put that parlay in.
And then
right
later
now.
On, let's snap cut to later on. And you know where that opinion's going? Right in the ashtray on the armrest.
With no Wi-Fi. Not getting any news because there's no Wi-Fi on the plane.
You know Twitter went down during all this and people were losing their mind. Think
mine was working fine on desktop.
Could you imagine you're a top player in the NFL and you reach out and you're just touching Don Draper's ash? You know, like Don Draper put his cools out in that armrest back in 1963.
Well, it was Lucky Strikes.
Very good. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right. The Sam Darnold shoe has dropped. Give me the, this is, by the way, 1 year ago on this day, this drop was born on the Rich Eisen Show. Go ahead and hit it.
Here it comes.
Boom. And my eyes see.
Breaking news.
Christopher, where's Sam Darnold going?
Rich, Sam Darnold is going to the Pacific Northwest. Seattle right, Seahawks get Sam Darnold on a 3-year deal worth $100
million. Okay, first up, congratulations to Sam Darnold.
Absolutely.
This is exactly the plan, to be very honest with you, and I'm going to go full circle on this. This was the plan. Kevin O'Connell told Sam about right around this time last year. Hey, listen, you come here and, you know, we may draft somebody, but you're going to be given an opportunity here. And then when they drafted J.J. McCarthy, his answer was, check out what Baker Mayfield just did. Okay? We're going to give you an opportunity. And if you ball out and this is not your destination after all, and you can hit free agency, and look at what Baker Mayfield just did. He signed a contract worth $30 million per in Tampa. And guess what? He balls out. He wins 14 games. As it turns out, Minnesota's not his final destination. He goes to Seattle and signs a contract very similar to Baker Mayfield. So kudos to him for taking the opportunity that was afforded him in free agency to wind up in the free agency period, in the new league year period, to wind up in Minnesota. He does get the opportunity, perhaps due to J.J. McCarthy's injury. By default, doesn't matter. 14 wins, yada, yada, yada. $100 million contract for a guy that at this point last year was on a scrap heap looking for the next gig. And that is kudos to him and a testament to everyone out there. It is inspiring to see that. You get an opportunity, you make the most of it. Opportunity knocks, you open the door, you bust it down. I know they didn't win a playoff game. I know that ending was disappointing. I know the ending causes a lot of people to sit here and think maybe he hit his head on the ceiling in week 18 last year and didn't burst through. Certainly against the Rams, who he now has to see twice a year. So put a pin in that next time he faces the Rams with the Seattle Seahawks. DK Metcalf is not there. They're remaking themselves. And that is also something that I think, Chris, you can celebrate, wanting to have a recalibration of the quarterback market, that there appears to be a new tier of quarterback, which is former 2018 draftee having to find a new job somewhere else and having to sign for $30 million and change a year.
Yeah, that's kind of the baseline move now, the baseline contract, the 3 for 100-ish.
And then there is top of the tier, which is 2018 draftee chosen third in the quarterback class, who's now on his second contract and is the MVP of the league for a team that is perennially a Super Bowl favorite, and he's making the most guaranteed dollars in the history of the NFL in Josh Allen. And then in between those two contracts are a bunch of quarterbacks who haven't done much except being drafted very high and shown the ability to win more regular season games than not. Flash in a playoff appearance, don't go too far, but you got to pay them because they're next up on the market. And they're the ones who are breaking the bank and extending this range of paying quarterbacks. And Sam Darnold is now on the lower end of it. And John Schneider has now swapped out a 34-year-old quarterback who apparently said no to a contract between $40 and $45 million for a 27-year-old quarterback who says yes to $33 and change. Will he be as successful as Geno Smith in Seattle? Stay tuned. Stay tuned. And it's fascinating he winds up in the NFC West because, again, the team that eliminated Sam from playoff contention by stampeding him and running him over and causing half the country to start screaming at the screen, throw it, get rid of it, Sam. He's got to face that team twice. The team that began his rehabilitation as a starting quarterback in the NFL, stopping in San Francisco, sending him to Kevin O'Connell of the Sean McVay world. He's got to face San Francisco twice now. So you got that. Love it. Makes things more interesting.
Sure does.
And so Seattle says, we'll find the receiver room in a different way. Tyler Lockett not going to be there. DK Metcalf sent to the AFC North for a second round pick. Geno Smith sent to the AFC West for a third-round pick. They've got five picks, I believe, in the first two nights of the NFL draft. We'll see how they supplement things. And best of luck as they've now recast their quarterback room and wide receiver room in significant ways. And what does that mean for Pittsburgh now? Because Darnold isn't going there. And he's not going to the Giants or the Jets. And I think he didn't want to see the ghosts of New York. He's gone as far away from New York as he possibly can, one would think, geographically in the National Football League.
Yep.
And he's going up there to the 12s. And what does that mean for the ripple in the quarterback carousel pond? That means you've got a starter's gig left over in New York, two of them, right? You've got a starter's gig open in Pittsburgh, right? And what? You've got a please come and, well, you got a starter's gig open in Cleveland.
Yep, that's for sure.
But for 1 year, potentially.
Potentially, depending.
Okay.
On your own performance.
Right.
Minnesota maybe is.
Well, Minnesota is open for a veteran to push the young kid or have a competition or be there if the young kid's not physically ready. You've got Indianapolis saying, come to us and help push our kid or be the alternative for us if the kid can't be pushed, to maybe push the kid out. And then you've got in Cleveland and in both New York spots, the possibility of a rookie being drafted. Are we missing anything? I don't believe we are for a quarterback spot right now. I don't think we are. I think Tennessee. Well, I mean, what is Tennessee? Tennessee hasn't said a word about the quarterbacks other than just, hey, Shador's really good and Cam's really good and, you know.
But that's a spot for one, either with the number one overall pick or free agent.
Or I don't know. But there's, I mean, in terms of Rodgers, what the only option would be for me is Pittsburgh. That's the only spot that is willing to potentially say we're going to give you a starter's role and you're at a legacy franchise that makes the playoffs every year with a coach that I'm sure you respect the hell out of.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I am telling my agents, get me to Pittsburgh now. What do we have to do to get Pittsburgh to say yes to us? And I think Sam Darnold signing with Seattle might be the thing that unlocks it. Because there's no rookie there that's going to be drafted to push me, at least not yet. At least until what? Jackson Dart falls to 21st overall? There's no rookie that's going to be drafted, one would think, to push me. This is the end of career scenario. For me, I'm not going to Minnesota, so I could. I mean, you pull, as I said, the Favre triple Lindy. I mean, that is a.
He'll never do that.
I don't think he would.
No.
Because J.J. McCarthy is there. Right? He's not going to the Giants could be an option for him.
Could be, but.
Giants, I think, are definitely choosing somebody third overall. A rookie, one would think.
Unless they go 1-2. I mean, there's the reports that they want to move up to number one.
I told you, for the Giants, sign Rodgers, draft Travis Hunter, use your second, third round pick on getting the Rodgers replacement, if you think, and take the pressure off of you having to choose a quarterback in this year's draft in the same way the Raiders just removed that pressure from themselves by getting Geno Smith. But again, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I am 1,000,000% burning up the phone lines to say, how do I get the Steelers to say yes to me? Because it's not just that either. I mean, you want to stay relevant, obviously. You want to win games. You want to finish your career with an opportunity to win. What better way to do it? Obviously, I'd said the same thing about being the Jets' savior. But to be in line, you know, with Steelers' greats to have won it all. And then in terms of relevance, how would playing against the Ravens twice a year suit you? How would, by the way, facing, let's say here again, the Jets are on the roster for their are on their schedule. Dude, unbelievable. The Bills, because they're playing the AFC East, and guess who else they play? The NFC North. How does Steelers, starting for the Steelers against the Packers, again, from what I heard at the Combine in Dublin, how does that sound?
Oh, baby.
How does that sound for you? And then you're taking on the Vikings.
And DK plays against Seattle.
And DK against Seattle. You're throwing a DK Metcalf. I mean, these are marquee games. These are games that NBC and CBS and Fox and Amazon would be fighting each other tooth and nail to get. So the Steelers have to sit there and think that's not a bad way to go, too. Although I imagine the last thing Mike Tomlin and that organization makes a move thinking about is buzz. But right now, if I'm Aaron Rodgers in the wake of the Seattle signing of Sam Darnold, that is exactly where I want to go. And that is the only spot that interests me. And if you're the Steelers, you're like, okay, do we go with the kid Justin Fields and tell him he's the starter and we do this come hell or high water, or we bring back Russ and we run it back for him and DK Metcalf, or what do we do? Do we go Aaron Rodgers and roll that dice and try something new? Fascinating. More breaking news when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're running out of time.
Let's go, baby.
I feel like it's 24. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. So the breaking news we'll get to in a second. Because you told me not to look during the commercial break, and I have not. I have not looked. So in the back, somebody—I don't know who did this from our staff. There's this red cup. That looks like it's from Bill's Mafia drinking whatever.
Beer pong.
I look in it, and it is basically a collection of candy that I think is like the Mount Rushmore or Hall of Fame of what was in your grandfather's pocket.
So were those original,
dude? Here we go. It's a bit of honey.
Oh, wow.
Which I haven't seen since, again.
I didn't even know they still made those.
Right? Who put this in the back?
I don't know.
A double bubble.
Fantastic. Ooh, I like fantastic. Yeah. Cage Brockman favorite.
Okay. All right. There's one of these hard candies.
Oh, pinwheel.
It could be like sweet. Might not be peppermint.
Maybe.
Okay.
That might be a mini
Smarties.
Oh, Smarties. Yes.
That's good.
All right. The classic Tootsie Roll.
Come on.
By the way, one of these. It's just like it's
Tootsie Roll.
And the ultimate. I haven't seen this, and it is appropriately named Dad's, the root beer.
Oh, barrel candy. Wow. The barrel?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't seen that since like the 80s.
So who put this all in one cup?
No idea.
Who did it?
Where'd you find it?
I'm kind of jealous. The coffee.
Kind of jealous. No.
I don't know.
And again, it's just one of each. That's it.
That's somebody's old Halloween candy.
It's just one of each. Like, look at this.
Let me get that Smartie, son.
You want it? Yeah. Seriously, no problem.
But I kind of want that root beer. Root beer barrel.
No, that one's mine, pal. I found that.
Dang it.
You can have the bit of honey.
That was your top pick.
I mean, there was some audio guys running around the is back yesterday.
Oh, maybe that's...
Was one of the audio guys like 80 and just had it in his pocket from the Nixon administration? Like, this is like when I was a kid, like, hey, Grandpa, what do you have in your pocket? He'd take out like a bit of honey.
Right.
You know?
They're up there.
Yeah, I was here. I did stop in the studio yesterday and there were people who were working, so...
This is a classic. These are like instant classics, but only one of them. Is this going to be a mystery that we can't have solved?
Probably.
Is this an unsolved mystery?
Most likely.
What happened to the rest of the bit of honeys?
Remember that TV show, Unsolved Mystery?
Robert Stack.
Was Robert Stack did that?
Terrifying.
That used to scare me, man.
So scary.
Remember the music was very eerie. Well,
he'd be walking in that dark alley with the...
Striker.
Vinny Pasquantino is calling me right now.
The Pasquatch.
Now you just gave it away. It must be Jets news that you're holding.
He's calling me. Can I answer it?
Yeah, it's Vinny.
Does Vinny not know we're on the air?
I don't know. I think I accidentally just...
Oh, you just said...
I fat-fingered him.
You fat-fingered him to the hold?
Hold on. I'll call him back and put him on speaker.
Don't have to put him on speaker.
No, why not?
We have an MLB player calling
the
show.
There must be Jets news that's breaking if Vinny Pasquantino is calling you.
Knowing that you're on air, so this has to be big. I'm looking around.
Does he know? Does he know? Or is he calling in between, like, innings 2 and 3 of some game?
That would be amazing.
Is Kansas City playing the grapefruit or the cactus?
The Pasquatch.
They're cactus.
They're cactus.
They're cactus.
Yeah. Okay.
Larger than Jim Backus, it's the cactus.
Who?
Oh, it's a third base. Pete Nice, MC Search.
What is happening here? People are leaving like 1970s candy. Like literally, some of this candy may be older than me. All right. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Rich Eisen Show Roku channel feed. And we're back on the Rich Eisen Show, one big happy family radio and TV. Chris Brockman told me, do not look at breaking news during the commercial break. And I'm wondering what it is. Vinny Pasquantino of the Royals called your phone during the TV only segment, which means I'm smelling it's got to be Jets news if he's calling in.
Hit it, Jay Felly. Hit it.
Here it comes.
Oh, and Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
All right, what do we have over there?
Rich, you got your quarterback, Justin Fields, to the New York Jets. 2 years, $40 million, right. 30 guaranteed.
Okay, very good. Very good. So it's a very team-friendly deal, and let's go. Let's go. He and Garrett Wilson. So that's pretty cool. Good for him. And I can only hope that they connect like the last quarterback and wide receiver combination to beat Michigan can.
Oh, boy.
No, but in all seriousness, this is exactly the type of move the Jets should be making, which is let's go and try something new. And young. And let's get Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner and the young Turks of this team and Breece Hall with a contemporary in age and let them grow together. And let's get the new offensive coordinator to get in a room with them and start building around offensively and defensively with Aaron Glenn saying, this is my team and my stamp on it, and let's go. Not the same old. And Tyrod Taylor is in there. Let him coach the kid up if he needs it. And let him go to New York City and figure it out. And hopefully he can handle the spotlight. Being a Chicago Bears quarterback can help, I'd imagine. And a Steelers quarterback can help in that regard, I can imagine. And let's go. And give him the opportunity and say, congratulations, we believe in you. And instead of running back the same old, they went the exact opposite. They went the exact opposite and completely different. And I kind of dig it. Give it a whirl.
Why not?
Yeah, well, you know, in all honesty, I mean, you got 2 years, $20 million per. You're not breaking the bank.
Yeah.
You're also not overly committing. And I don't know. I imagine he's going to be named the starter. The day began with word from Schefter saying he's only going to go back to Pittsburgh if they name him the starter. I imagine they will. And Tyrod Taylor will be a guy that can coach him up if need be. Because he didn't really have any of that. I mean, last year he had it with Russ. He didn't have it until he went to Pittsburgh. And you heard, who was the one who came on before and say, was it Breer who said that Aaron Glenn in each of his spots, once in New Orleans and another in Detroit, watched success on offense blossom from building around a distressed asset at quarterback, which Breeze was when he arrived in New Orleans, and Jared Goff was when he arrived in Detroit from Los Angeles. Well, this guy's a distressed asset, and I understand some Jets fans may be like, really? Are we going to go with a guy that didn't do it in Chicago and, you know, lost out to Russ in Pittsburgh?
Well, he didn't lose out. He was 4-2.
Well, dude, he did lose out to Russ, is what I said.
Well, he was.
He lost the gig to Russ. He did.
It was never his gig.
Yeah, it always seemed like the gig was Russ's.
Correct. And so the Jets are just going to say, give this a try. And to their credit, they're going to do it. And hopefully the owner just doesn't get up in Aaron Glenn's grill and say, why are we doing this? And what happens when we're 2-3 and the Broncos come to town and hold us to 7 points? Give him a shot. Give him a shot. Give him the full 17 starts and see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, then you're back in the top 10 again with a quarterback draft next year that's even better. I think this removes the Jets from needing to draft a quarterback of the future right now. You know what? Go get him Tyler Warren.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome for you guys.
Go get him a serious weapon.
Yeah.
Or something you also didn't have in Chicago, a better offensive line. Do it again. Hit the O-line again in the first round.
So basically Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler is what we're getting.
I don't know about that.
It seems like it.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, send me to Pittsburgh. And by the way, Rodgers as the quarterback of the Steelers taking on Justin Fields, quarterback of the Jets, is another must-see football game. So congratulations to Justin Fields winding up in New York. He's got a 2-year opportunity. Hopefully he makes the most of it. And he and Garrett Wilson must be doing cartwheels right now.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Feels so good.
Oh,
hey.
Dang it, Rich. That's why your name is on the cup, man.
It feels so good.
That's why your name is on the cup.
And like I said, I hope the Jets go on the field and treat the opponent like Fields and Garrett Wilson treated Michigan the last time they actually won that game for Ohio State.